From Spark and Anvil and FrameQuest, this is Pain, in Chapter 1 of the FrameQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Pain hunched over the little wooden set, one paw resting on a marble no bigger than a blueberry, and did the smallest possible thing. She nudged the marble a hair to the left. She checked the light. A warm lamp tilted just so, throwing a soft shadow across the tiny hill. She looked at the frame in front of her. The marble, the hill, the shadow, the position. Everything in this one picture, and nothing else. Then she pressed the shutter. Snap. Frame 1, she said to no one in particular. Her blue striped shirt and gray overalls were the same ones she wore every single day, and the little camera charm on her necklace caught the lamplight. A younger otter peered over the edge of the set, wide-eyed. That's a whole story? One marble? Not yet. Pain moved the marble a hair down the hill. Checked the light again. Checked the position. Snap. Frame 2. But you'll need hundreds of those. I will. Pain didn't look up. She moved the marble again. Snap. But I'm not doing hundreds. I'm doing this one. She tipped her head at the tiny scene. One frame, then the next. The younger otter watched her do it 4 more times. Nudge, light, look, snap. And something about the calm of it, the way Pain never once glanced at the enormous pile of frames still to come, made the whole impossible project seem, suddenly, almost quiet.
Pain had learned that quiet the hard way back when she was small. Her first real project had been a birthday gift, a tiny animated clip for her grandfather of a paper boat sailing across a painted sea. She had sat down, done the math, and realized the clip needed nearly 200 pictures. 200! She'd stared at the number until her chest went tight and her paws went cold, and her whole body seemed to sink into the floor. I can't, she thought. It's too much. I'll never finish. There's no point even starting. Her aunt had found her there, frozen, the camera untouched. She hadn't told Pain to hurry or to try harder. She just sat down beside her and said, "It's too big, isn't it? Your head's trying to hold all 200 at once." Pain had nodded, throat tight. "Here's a secret." Her aunt slid the paper boat to the start of the painted sea. Your head can't hold 200. Nobody's can. But your paws only ever do 1. She pressed the shutter. Snap. That's 1. It's done. It's safe. Now the boat moves a whisker. She nudged it. Snap. That's 2. Don't think about 3. She looked at Pain with a small, certain smile. You don't build the story. You build the frame. The story just happens to you, one frame at a time, while you're busy with the small thing. Pain made the whole clip that week, and she noticed something she never forgot. The moment she stopped trying to see all 200 at once, the tight, sinking, too much feeling let go of her chest and never once came back while her paws were busy with the single frame in front of her.
She walked to FrameQuest at 12 because a place that made whole stories out of still pictures ought to understand the one thing she trusted most. Real, the old mentor who ran the studio, met her at the door. Real didn't ask her to prove she was quick or clever. Real asked one question. A story is 300 frames. Where do you begin? Pain didn't answer with a speech. She walked to the nearest empty set, placed a small clay bird at one edge, tilted the lamp until the shadow sat right, checked the bird's position, and pressed the shutter. Snap. That's frame 1, she said. I don't begin with 300. 300 isn't a place you can stand. 1 is. She looked up, calm as still water. One frame, then the next. Real was quiet for a moment, looking at the single clay bird and its single soft shadow. Same shirt every day, I see, Real said gently. Same words every time. Always, said Pain. So nobody ever has to wonder which pain they're getting. Real smiled. You belong here.
Pain's corner of the studio was where the panicking ones came.
Tween arrived one afternoon nearly in tears, clutching a project plan, a 30-second clip of a little ball rolling down a hill. Real had done the arithmetic on the board, about 360 frames. Tween kept staring at the number. "I can't do 360 pictures, Tween whispered. I looked at it and my whole body just stopped. Payne knew that stopped feeling. She'd felt it on the floor beside a paper boat. "You're right," Payne said. Same blue striped shirt, same gray overalls, same camera charm. "You can't do 360, so don't." She set the ball at the top of the hill and slid the lamp into place. "Right now, all you have to do is this. Place the ball at the top, light the scene. Look at it. Is it right?" Tween sniffed. "Yes." Snap. "That's frame one. It's finished. It's safe. You never have to touch it again." Payne nudged the ball down a hair. "Now move the ball at the tiniest bit. Light it. Was frame one okay?" "It's done. Let it go. Look at this one. Right? Right. Snap. Frame two. Don't think about frame three." They did it 5 times, slow and steady, and Payne watched the panic drain out of Tween's shoulders like water out of a tipped cup. "It's just..." Tween blinked. "It's just one frame, then the next, then the next. That's the whole craft." Payne pressed the shutter again. "The frames feel impossible because your head tries to do all of them at once. Your paws only ever do one. So trust your paws. One frame, then the next."
Later, when the studio had gone quiet, Tween crept back with one last question. "When you're only doing the one," Tween asked, "and the finished story is so far away you can't even see it, doesn't that scare you?" Payne thought about the paper boat and the tight chest and her aunt's certain smile. "It used to," she said, "the whole thing standing there like a cliff. But here's what I found." She touched the camera charm at her throat. "The story isn't up ahead where you can't reach it. It's right here, in the one frame under your paws. That's the only place it ever is. You don't have to carry the cliff. You just have to hold the one small thing. And it's always small enough to hold." Tween nodded slowly, and Payne watched the last of the tightness lift away, the same way, years ago, hers had off a studio floor. She said her words again, soft as a shutter closing, and meant every one of them. One frame, then the next. And somewhere in her chest, where the too much feeling used to live, there was only that calm, unhurried, one thing at a time quiet, steady, safe, and exactly big enough.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Payne. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.